Melted ice cream. Colossal tanker spill. A pan contamorama. When I drop a gum wrapper, I feel insignificant. Soil the nest. Drop a load. Rolling coal. Talking smack. God will flood the world again because of man's wickedness. Everything submerged except the highlands. The highlands charred. The world is your ashtray. Now sleep in it. Money is speech, judges say, playing quarters. Huge vehicle gets lousy mileage. The airwaves clogged with jerks. Cretins on the news. Kick up some excitement. Infotainment. Cotton candy. Olestra. The public demands it. Do you believe that? What do they know about the public? It changes all the time, like the sea. A sea of people, living and dead. The dead have opinions too. That's why the living can't stand them. The dead won't put up with their crap. Get your doggone shoes off my bed. Please. No coffee grounds in the drinking fountain. Litter bug, shame on you. You make the American Indian weep. Why don't you go jump in a lake? Why don't you go clean up your mouth? Look alive! Come on. Cover your mouth when you cough. If you need to vomit, turn away from people. Public urinators will be punished. Violators will be violated. All over the world, the mountains are covered with ice cream. Keep it refrigerated, or you'll be sorry. Lysol, spray snow, cheese whiz, insecto. Tearing the ozone a new hole. Rays from the sun all the time, melting the ice cream. You think it's funny, but it's not. When you're stuck in sweet glue, you can't move or breathe. How many were smothered by molasses in Boston 100 years ago now? Grandpa said you can still smell it. Vacationers flock to Pompeii. Catastrophe tourism. So generations hence, we'll take a gander at us. All fun and games until you're engulfed. Everything submerged. Like the Quabbin or the Ashokan. Those towns down there. Heard when the water's low, a church steeple pokes out the top. But it's not true. At least someone said that. Nothing's true for long. Of course, the streets and curbs are still there, and the foundations of houses and commercial buildings. Rubble and concrete. Rebar and chunks. Soft wood. Manholes. Former firefighter scuba diving. In the reservoir. Saw cemetery stones still standing. The fence still up. What can we do? We can have a walkathon. The more miles people walk, the closer we get to our goal. Grandpa said, these people walking, what are they accomplishing? Someone ought to give them brooms. Make them sweep the streets. Band shells emit noise pollution. Exhaust pipes make you stoned. Ice cream's melted. You'll have to eat cake. Sweethearts sip a soda through two straws. Defiling Mother Earth. Silly geese, you don't need those. In order to suck face. Looking out to sea on the widow's walk, just past the Earth's curve, the whirlpool of plastic trash you've heard about, swirling always. All the colors of the rainbow in the gasoline puddle, the storm drain bubbles, every time Kathy down the street flushes the toilet. When you flush the toilet, you cause a tsunami. When you catch a fish on a hook, you whip open my brother. The dinosaurs trashed the place. Look what happened to them. I hope you listen to those kids. Adults are a dime a dozen. Acid snow smoothing statues. Their faces young again. Chalk-cheeked amnesia. Cleansed of wisdom. I returned a bottle. I saved the world. Don't need a telephone booth anymore to be super. Old tires make good planters. Cigarette butts make good earplugs. Bowls made from skulls. Orange rind candy. Wickedness melts plastic. Burning foam rubber stinks. It's not the end of the world. Just everything worthwhile. Call me a mugwump. Call me a flibbertigibbet. But God will flood the world again. Prepare ye. Build an ark. But what good will it do? You'll have to eat all the animals. Then yourselves. So let us eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die. Really? Oh, that's good to hear. I thought we were going to die this afternoon.
Don't let it sink. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the October 2025 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, host of the show on WGXC since October 2015, and I've truly enjoyed producing this program every month for the past decade. Tonight's iteration I'm calling Latest Hits, as it mainly features recordings I've made and things I've heard, mostly in the wild, during the past 4 months. We started off the program with a track titled Melted Ice Cream, taken from a forthcoming album of sounds and poems by Brian Dewan, which he and I recorded back in June at Q25 in studio in Tivoli and have been working on since. This will be released on Bandcamp at some point in the next few weeks on the Sandy Rock Poetry label. This is followed up by a field recording I made of the Fugs capturing their song Yank Back America at the Bird Cliff Barn in Woodstock in August. The Fugs, Ed Sanders and Conspirators, still going strong. The next segment of the show, much of the rest of the show actually, features recordings I made at this year's Verbatim Text Sound Expo, which was held on October 4th at Sugar Maple Center for Creative Arts in Maplecrest, and was curated by WGXC's own Miriam Atkin. If you were listening to WGXC that afternoon and evening, you would have heard our broadcast of the festival. From what I understand, documentation of the broadcast will be added to our archive. It does not seem to be there yet. And I'm glad to present the following recordings, segments by Sparrow and Bridget Slattery, by Mo Serene Congress, by Noland and Oliver Ray, and by Tracy Morris, For You Now.
This is a little song about encyclopedias. There aren't that many punk songs about encyclopedias, only four, and this is the fourth. It's a genre called research punk. Not many people have heard of it. Very popular at Stanford University. Encyclopedia, encyclopedia, I bought myself an encyclopedia, 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 24 volumes in my encyclopedia.
The first volume is A.
The second volume is B.
The third volume is the first half of C.
The fourth volume is the second half of C.
The fifth volume is D.
The sixth volume is E and F.
If you want to learn about photosynthesis,
the origin of the parenthesis,
the history of Denmark,
the birth date of Bismarck,
to find out how paper is made,
all about the Pomerades,
what's in a cocoon,
the phases of the moon,
read the encyclopedia,
encyclopedia,
the basics of chemistry,
medieval dentistry,
early outbreaks of polio.
Shakespeare's first folio.
Read the
encyclopedia. Encyclopedia.
I hate CNN. I don't trust the media.
All I trust is my encyclopedia.
The billionaires get greedier and greedier.
But they can't touch my encyclopedia. 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 That song only works at book fairs. Thank you.
Thank you.
Canvas no longer everything. consoling of longer exists, context of looking experience, couldn't of language equal, cult oneness, long equally. Closure our life embraces, job, life, each countless opportunity. Living east, continuation, one left, end. Life.
In the shy lust for art and
guided you, spirits up, humble stairs, up into the temple where the poets meet. The sheer power of belief. Believer in no thing, no dogma, dogmific.
Times to quote the curse, but I don't feel that this is the end. This is the end. This is the beginning of the end of what we don't want. This is a poem I wrote when I had COVID in 2020, and I got a chance to think about these ideas. This is a book that Litmus Press put together in 2023 called Human Nature Poems. The dawning of the age, the spheres. One, nobody said it would be easy when it comes. The crescent is a sickle, a scythe, edges things, for the universe is round. Borders don't define ends. That is just the way things run. A hole, an outskirt, a cusp. I see this slip of Mother Earth's suckler, part of this on its own, like all children's slipping from Terra, Mama, self-making. Hope once it pulls back, it'll outlive where it's from. No longer our umbra, our dust. Glitter half ring pulls me in. How far to touch in this room where I can't go? Tuxedo cat stretches on glass. I wonder how these markings, one bouncing off all rays, the other albinism, a cover and an underbelly. That moon is like so, drawing up, dawning. the edge, the whole, sometimes no thing. Shadows of electric light. What gives? I should not be able to see my African statue outline, discreet sentinel. My eyes were made for the system of slight light emerging as blazes day, ship-shape. To, in the beat and constructed billow of harnessed lightning, a device moves air, pips when itself sleeps. This may be when the last of these luxuries skitters off. This may be when only open windows, candlelight, cats' eyes, pierce movements, still outlines. McCoo, Davis, LaRue, Townsend, McLemore, presaged our number. In the fifth, we will again be left to devices. We've eaten all the ever-expanding, decaying tree of knowing. A woodpecker's stripes, red, black, and white, making holes for light, reflects or initiated. Common times, cosmos time, doesn't mean things aren't supposed to happen. Don't. Yet load stars. Here was Broadway. Some of us sprinkle in, some of us. This Dogon descended quintet around wholesome black psychedelia, aspirational anthem against anathema. Ogotomeli in their woos, aspirational and blue. Billy's growl sparks the sun's systems, penetrates our Delphic chuck. A choir entices holy notes, herald juncture of cutout dross, our five ring circles, and we beam. I don't know why I started thinking about the Fifth Dimension singing group when I had COVID, but there's probably a reason. This is another citation, two literary citations. It's called Invisible Man on a Station in the Metro. I'm Spectre between underground stations. I used to know them a little and they knew me. I was eating in them sometimes. We would with them. Sometimes we would exchange phrases. One day, myself began making cameos. It happened while I was eating grits and one another time in a public place. I felt disembodied because I had been a shell of my origin for such a long time. It felt like gelatin in the beginning. I don't eat that stuff, cloven hooves, but this is how it seemed at first. It began to expand like marshmallow. It was good. It felt overly sweet. I began to ask myself, is this a guilty pleasure? One day it happened. I wasn't just a resident, it was me, filling up cubby holes in my bones, and I did not feel bloated. I was doing so much better than before. I had friends. I could gab to about clothes and political goings on, anything that didn't require commitment. I began to say less, telling more. I was not the hydrogen everyone says I am now. Truth is, I began to thin out. To them, turning translucent, more corporeal, cause they noticed less real because my guts began to show in high relief and nobody wants to see that. I saw they began to move slower, still alive. Sure, they were picnicking between the openings of the tracks of Grand Central. Yes, they had like a basket sandwich with some meat and red drinks and chips. I wanted to sit with some of them, especially exotic looking types touring. When I tried to test for a moment that they could not hear me say hello. They saw condensation on the can, soothing sounds in my throat, and they clinked their glasses. I even moved on to strangers I barely knew, crossed some invisible line, protocol, and he wouldn't hear me or speak. Now this hurt me. I could understand taking sides, but I faced these people straight ways and there was no side to take. So I move on between the numbers, glance at the board, sit by myself, unpack, look at my feet, hoping they still on the ground, withdraw, oh, a pen. I better get this down. Tragedies and acts, avoiding Emmett Till at Furious Flowers, Blacksonia. So I definitely want to read this nowadays since people are disappearing things. In Accra, Mom wanted to go north where the tallest Ghanaians abide, Othello-like. We'd sojourn, weirdly combined, daughter crone, recall bleak magic, sail ship's docks. I instead advocate for tilapia so fresh, we remain lounging south of Tetequashi roundabout. I lie then. Now before this black tie thing, necktie thing, I stop by the bottom rim of DC's upside down triangle, quiver hitting home before prepping aesthetics to perform. African am, Anubic land, I walk under earth, soar roots of the poetic day, taction muffled beneath, feet shuffles from one cased ampere to the next. Heavy aerating brave, I emerge earth-like, furthest I could go. Time to gown for a ball, taffeta covers a pregnant pause, over pine, eternal hold, pleats, avert an aortic rupture, source. Promising to return to that thresh, that last square there. He waits, Dakar dead dew, crypt above Accra, across Congo, coming, saying, come. There are things I can't. I celebrate being brave. I looked askew at the cliff door, Sunugao, from seashore. I could have been Black Gertrude this day, report the innocent babe puffed for, head garlanded by nettle. How our cracked crania could report inner swells, erupting cheeks. I fear upheaving grief. I bow to Du Bois's tomb of the great warriors who've won. At our sparkling display, I cover above the frown of Mamie's murdered son.
You've just been listening to a series of tracks documenting performances at this year's Verbatim Festival, held earlier this month in Maplecrest. In reverse order, you heard intervals of evening readings by Tracy Morris, who hails from New York City, and by Noland, another New Yorker who was accompanied by guitarist Oliver Ray, who splits his time between New York and the Southwest. Before that, part of the afternoon, performances by locals Most Serene Congress and by Sparrow, accompanied by Bridget Slattery. Most Serene Congress is a group I play in with David Hermes and Leonard Navarez, and the rest of the set of music we played at Verbatim has been released on Bandcamp. Before moving along to the rest of the program, I wanted to take a moment to offer up a poetry public service announcement, letting you know of the newly instituted Greene County Poet Laureate position, which is supported by the Greene County Legislature and administered by CREATE, Council on the Arts. Here's what it says on their press release about the position. Quote, being appointed to the position of Greene County Poet Laureate, a certain criterion will need to be met to be considered. The process will include a call for nomination or application from local Greene County residents. Applications will be administered by the staff at CREATE, reviewed by a panel of community members who will make their recommendation of appointment to the chairman of the Greene County Legislature. The position includes a $1,000 honorarium for each year of the two-year term, Poet Laureate two-year term, January 1st, 2026 to December 31st, 2027, application period September 15th to November 1st. So that's a few more days to get in your applications. Poets out there can find out more about this opportunity via the website www.createcouncil.org/GC-poet-laureate and reach out to Richard with any questions, whose email is grantsmanager@createcouncil.org. Okay, next up is a recording I made this past weekend of another New Yorker, Bruce Andrews, reading at Flowchart Space in Hudson as part of a multi-medium performance with dancer Jeremy Nelson, pianist Michael Schumacher, and choreographer Sally Silvers. This is a really compelling event for a number of reasons, and partly because Bruce is reading from a collection he wrote 50 years ago, which I was unfamiliar with.
Avoid doing extra when you have, it will swell up, have all of it faltered, to see it changing your mind later, the sooner the better. will make it exact, exacting. So consider how graceful, carefully, all the ones, how many you do, and how you would possibly want them. Giddily, once is the worst, you prosper. Ask someone to explain the different varieties. Do the one which best fits the secret, or instead the dream. There are several, except these. The dreamer, if you aren't a stranger rocking away, rotating there in the shape of an aorta. Ask for whenever you accept the field. Find out there exactly what will be, the losses and the care, what those are, careful, full of the care. Find out whether there are ways of doing it better or matching it with their hopes. Mindful is going over too. Are you going to be that way for any others? Is there a length? Self-made. It could tell you whether you could have done it by considering doing that. But you can. It's well, in fact, very well regarded by yourself. Someone has unfurled. Doing it? See whether you are, if you take it along with you there. Attempting themselves happy before the others. Making them foolishly unhappy first. Talk up. Word, someone will try aimlessly for the interruption. Done. Small. It is a cascade, clear and downward. Someone will arrange to attempt. Do this by splicing that. Sewn motive, a patchwork, graft of intention. It's true, you may not as well be able to do what you die for right away. Memories take several quite different people's time. You can, in many instances, do it almost by believing it, rather than annoyingly to hazard that. A paradox of haze. Doing it this way is the opening. There is a complication of procedure. Obedience. If you don't know what you wish, displaying it may thus bring them forth. Make it easy. The biggest victories take the very fewest of your controls. You capture it. Make sure you know what you are done with beforehand, or else enjoying it will not be the same. They also can be felt there when they are not yet available. Mentioning. This is called catharsis. Plausible. But it's even more significant to touch them out of fashion. But it's even more significant to touch them. Again, out of fashion a wish to touch them so as occasionally to be touched. How do you do? They rarely figure in this then, because someone must be the one, even if you do it yourself. Ghosts, glacier, well, some actions are better at times, but there are exceptions. This does not need to happen at first, at once, but later, if you advance into the sensation, Christ bless, as error-like, you can still be near it, even if you feel someone else also can. Explaining would mean describing it. That way, we all can. This did not really happen. This does not really happen. Do it, but how to enjoy it even more this way, whenever it appears. An appearance of an entrance and a windfall. They are oft described, yet here they are, coming up, so warming up, so cold in here, an explanation of the social world.
That was Bruce Andrews reading in Hudson on October 19th. Another thing I did over the weekend was check out a concert by the Third Mind, a band based on the West Coast who had a gig in Pawling on the 17th, where they played their version of an 18th century English murder ballad that has been known by various names, including the Gosport Tragedy over the centuries. I made a bootleg of the concert, but instead of playing that, for a change, I'll turn to the album track Pretty Polly, sung by Jesse Sykes, accompanied by Dave Alvin, Michael Jerome, Victor Krumenacker, David Immergluck, and Willie Aaron. After the song, there'll be a seasonal interlude featured on taken from Brian Dewan's forthcoming release, and that will be it for October. Thanks for tuning in to Poet Radio on WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, radio for open ears.
Polly, pretty Polly, come along with me. Polly, pretty Polly, go come along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure to see. Part of last night. of dirt on her. Then he started for home. Threw a little dirt on her. Then he started for home.
Friendly ghosts. You don't hear about friendly ghosts in the news. The nasty ones get on TV. What precious discoveries lie ahead? Mummies, skeletons, chalices, gold, pennies, flat irons, watches, wire, padlocks, clothes hangers, safety pins, clay pipes, privies, bone yards. Archaeologists know ghosts best. They're friends. That's why they never talk about them. The ghosts are looking out for the archaeologists. And the archaeologists are respectful to the ghosts. But regular people are not. They just denigrate the ghosts. They see this crap on TV, and they believe it. Fall back. We told ourselves we were saving the daylight hours all summer. Extravagance posing as thrift. The sunshine bubble burst. Bony twigs poking the cider sky. The sun sobered up overnight. Old age comes early, when the clocks stop kidding themselves.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.